Hi, and welcome to the Aha Moment with Erin Backus
and Irene Barber, located here. I'm coming to you live from Durham, Maine, where I am a horticultural therapist practicing at Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. Erin and I had this aha moment just a couple years ago that we have decided to follow up on, where we wanted to share our stories and we wanted to learn the stories of other horticultural therapists in their journey of discovering horticultural therapy. The aha moment that they determined, this is what I want to do. Erin, take it away.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Irene, for that introduction. I'm a registered horticultural therapist. I've been that way since 2012, and I've been in the field for a long time. I'm currently on a sabbatical, I guess you'd say, so it's nice to have the time to be able to do this and learn about other people's experience in the field and when they started to want to get into the field of horticultural therapy and when was their aha moment. So today we're going to be talking to Irene and learning a little bit about her aha moment. So first, Irene, tell me a little bit about what you do now.
So I currently practice as both a registered horticultural therapist and an adult horticulture educator at Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens. And I'm fortunate to work at the botanical gardens full time in those two capacities.
And how long have you been a horticultural therapist?
Well, I started as an intern and casually figuring out the path of what horticultural therapy meant to me and how I could practice it. And so I began not as an official horticultural therapist, but as somebody who was a program coordinator for therapeutic horticulture with my degree in horticulture and another degree in communications human behavior. So as I was discovering and realizing the needs that I had to achieve to run a fully functioning, successful horticultural therapy program, I really needed to gain more learning experience as well as programming experience to become a horticultural therapist. And thus, I went back to school through a remote learning program called the Horticultural Therapy Institute. And that was, I accomplished that in just, I think it was about 9-10 months, I was able to complete my horticultural therapy curriculum amongst the degree that I already had in horticulture and my degree in communications. I was able to finish and gain my certificate in horticultural therapy in 2013. And then from there, I was able to work with a distant supervisor who is a registered professional horticultural therapist. And that was somebody who we should all be familiar with, Erin Backus.
you really did your HT coursework pretty quickly.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to get it done. Cool. I was driven, motivated, and ready to have my certificate lined up so that I could continue this on. It wasn't just for my personal reasons, but it was also an initiative and motivation from work. Oh. Work was very willing and had the strong desire to support me in this endeavor to become to gain my certificate in horticultural therapy. And also then to be recognized and to fulfill the registration process to become a registered hort therapist. So I, fortunately, through some supervisors of horticultural therapy, some of whom who don't mind to travel, I was very grateful that I could touch base with a distant supervisor to come to CMBG because I was not willing to restart and do a new horticultural therapy internship at a completely different area of the state or of the country. There is no other area in the state of Maine that actually has training for horticultural therapy.
Yeah, there's actually not a lot of HTRs in the Northeast, I've realized. So for a company, for one, you know, wanting an HTR is really great. It's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I did plant the seed in the sense that how imperative and how important it is that we have an employee who's practicing horticultural therapy to be a registered horticultural therapist and be distinguished as that, in the sense of there aren't that many, and it would be great to be engaged in the movement, so to speak, to, you know, expand horticultural therapy.
Great. Well, that's wonderful, Irene. I just, how did you find out about the field, and what was, tell me a little bit about your aha moment that, I know
yes.
mine,
yes.
It really just hit me all of a sudden, like, holy crap, there's a field out there like this. I can do this for a career. So tell me a little bit about your experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most significant moment for me that, the light bulb came on and there was this gasp of realization was when I was working at a florist and I was not doing anything significant in the horticulture field at that time. It was mainly to buy me some time in between a career in PR, which I decided that wasn't for me. But while I was at the florist, a woman was coming in. This was in the middle of the winter. It was very cold in Portland. And this woman who was advanced in her years, who came in and professed that she did not have any money, but she was really just looking for a comfortable space to wait out the cold temperatures, waiting for a ferry. And she really wanted to be around plants and the opportunity to just observe and admire the plants. And so she, you know, kindly and very conservatively said, "Would you mind if I just came in and hung around with your plants? I don't have any money to buy." And I said, of course, this just seemed very instinctive and innate to be considering that environment around plants, to be hospitable, to be holistic, to be therapeutic, all of that. And I think that's when I realized there's got to be something to this. And I went home and I literally looked up, you know, plant therapy, garden therapy, and the American Horticultural Therapy Association came up. And I immediately became a member, like, not joking. I immediately became a member.
What year was that?
I'd say it was about 2008, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2008, 2009. And then I went to the Chicago AHTA conference following October. So
that's great.
And that's where I met a number of people whom I'm still, you know, very close with or engaged with in our Northeast Horticultural Therapy Network. So it's been a family that I now am just really grateful to be a part of.
Yeah. I like how you mentioned family, and, you know, this is such a small profession. We're growing a lot more even since, you know, you and I got into it, but it's such a small profession and close-knit, and we're caring people. And I actually had one of my old students at NYBG say, you know, like, how much he loves the fact that we're a caring profession. Even, and, like, you know, he's going through a hard time emotionally, but he looks more towards his support from the professional people than other people in his life.
Right.
So that was nice to
right.
hear.
Right.
But I don't know if I knew that about you, about that story. I must have known your aha moment story. Or
Yeah, I think we went over it because that was part of the inspiration for you and I to think that there's got to be something to this for most people who are in this field, that we felt like there was definitely something significant, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not a mainstream practice, and I really think that there's obviously a personal story to everybody who is on the journey or has completed the journey of being a horticultural therapist. I mean, that there is that case for a lot of quote unquote careers that don't feel like careers for a lot of people. They realize that this is not work. It's more of a pastime that they feel really comforted and passionate by, that it doesn't actually feel like work when you're doing it, you know. And some people may feel that about money. Some people may feel about that as a medical doctor, you know. Same idea.
That's definitely exactly right. I mean, and that's what this whole podcast is going to be really about. We're going to focus a lot more on horticultural therapists because we're a little biased and we're going to showcase them first. But the aha moment can happen in like anyone's life. Mm-hmm. And it just is, they have this moment like, oh my gosh, this is what I should be doing with my life. And so we're going to try to showcase that for everyone. Irene, I want to mm-hmm. thank you very much for joining, you know, being the first guest. And next week, you're actually going to learn about me and my aha moment.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
And Irene is going to be interviewing me on that. So thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in next week and hope to hear from you then.